Today's daf is Yivames daf Samach Beis. We are on Samach Aleph Amud Beis, and today is a day to discuss many well-known inyanim. And again, these months shiurim are sponsored by the Kubietsky family in honor of Jonah Kubietsky reaching Shnas Hagvura. We thank the family for the sponsorship. So, Samach Beis, we have Pur Avu discussions today, getting to the root, and of course, Samach Beis Mabeis is one of the most famous dafim in all of Yivames, and that is the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva dying between Pesach and Shavuos, that B'ezras Hashem we'll get to on Amud Beis. Okay, so let's get into Samach Aleph Mabeis. We are up to the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, how do we get into Pur Avu? Because of the last Mishnah we started to discuss. What is this Perek about? The Perek is about who the Kohen Gadol is allowed to marry, who the Kohen Gadol, because we started it with, what about Asi Dochalosa say? If a Kohen Gadol's brother dies and he can't marry the Almana, what do you do? Yibam Chalitza. So that we related to who he's allowed to marry. Is he allowed to marry an Islandess? Is anybody allowed to marry an Islandess? That was the last discussion. Well, it depends if they had children yet or not. So that's how we get into the mitzvah of Pur Avu. These are the Pur Avu sugyas in Shas. Lo yivatal adam mipiri v'rivya ela imken yesh lo banim. Tanakama says, the Mishnah says, that a person is not allowed to be mevatel from Pur Avu, the first mitzvah in the entire Torah, unless he already has children. So if somebody has children, then it's an unusual lashon. What do you mean? He's allowed to be mevatel. Then he already fulfilled Pur Avu. So don't use the lashon of, well, he's not allowed to be mevatel Pur Avu. He's not allowed to be mevatel and put himself into a situation where he won't be able to have any more children, unless he already has children. That's the lashon that is used. How, what is Pur Avu? So, Achlokes, Beishamai Omrim, Shnei Zacharim. Beishamai says, two boys, well, Beisela Omrim, Zachar Unikeva. And Beisela says, male and a female. Interestingly, the Mishnah only feels the need to quote Beis Hillel's, Pasik, even though Beishamai is also based on, as we'll see, Asvara. Well, Beisela Omrim, Zachar Unikeva Bara'am, Shnei Amar, Zachar Unikeva Bara'am. We have to act like God. And just like Hashem created Zachar Unikeva, so too we have to create like Hashem, Mahu Afata, and we have to create Zachar Unikeva. Is it a machlokas? Starts off in the Rishonim, and then it gets further, and that is each Shita mutually exclusive of each other? Meaning Beis Shammai says two boys. So would Beis Shammai say a boy and a girl is no good? Is that for sure? Or are any of these Shitas even a boy and a girl, or a boy and a boy? So, first, within Beis Shammai Shita, Beis Shammai says two boys. So what does he say about a boy and a girl? So, machlokes, Rashi and Rashi. What does that mean? Our Rashi. Rashi says, beferish, in the girsa that we have, avalo zachar unikeva. Beis Shammai says two boys, but not a boy and a girl. According to Beis Shammai, if you have a boy and a girl, you have not yet been yotzei the mitzvah. It has to be a boy and a boy, as we'll see the source in the Gemara. If you look in Rashi, quoted in the Rashba, and in the Meiri, they have another Rashi who says just the opposite. They quote this Shita, that Beis Shammai is Bedafka, but then they both have another Rashi that says the opposite, that Beis Shammai is saying, even, says the Rashba, after quoting the Shita, he says, Umihu, Rashi Piresh, Beis Shammai Omrim, Shnei Zacharim, V'kol Shekein Zachar Unikeva. That's what how he has that formulation. Obviously, against our Rashi. So that is within Beis Shammai. The problem that the Mefarshim point out with that understanding of Beis Shammai is that then Beis Shammai is being Mako. He's saying either or, and Beis Hillel is the one that says no. You got to have a boy and a girl. So why isn't this on the list? Whenever the Gemara elsewhere, Mishnayos, put together all the, these are the times that Beis Shammai is making and Beis Hillel is machmir, very few times, this isn't on the list. So, that's a raya, they say, that no, he is, exclusive also, he requires a boy and a boy, and Beis Hillel says a boy and a girl. There is the Yerushalmi, we'll see in the Evan Ezer, we'll be passing in a minute, the Yerushalmi, quotes Beis Hillel as saying either or. That's what it sounds like, the mashmos of the Yerushalmi, that it could be either or, but of course, we don't say that, we paskin like Beis Hillel. This is the first Simon in Eben Ezer. Simon Aleph is the mitzvah of Pur Avu. Chayav Kaladam Lisa Isha Kidei Lifros Velirbos. Also an important formulation. It doesn't just say everybody's chayav to do the mitzvah of Pur Avu. Everybody is chayav to get married in order to then procreate. kadei lifros velirbos. V'chol mi she'eino osek, meaning, what if somebody gets married and then decides not to have children? That could be worse than not getting married. Because the person, what's the purpose? The purpose, and the achronim on this first line, talk about this. Chayav al kol adam lisa isha, kidei lifros velirbos. That's a major component of lisa isha. And that's very important, especially for young couples getting married. V'kol mi she'eino osek b'piri v'rivya, kilu shofech damim, umamayit esatmus, v'gorim l'shchina she'testalik mi Yisrael. Right? Not a good thing. And then the Shulchan Aruch talks about, at the age, what age is a good idea to get married. We'll have to talk about that, Be'ez Hashem, in a couple of days, when we talk about Ben Azai and others. Says the Shulchan Aruch, kivan she'yesh lo'adam zachar u'nekeva, kiyem mitzvahs piri v'rivya. Again, an interesting formulation. Once a person has a boy and a girl, and the Baragola says, quoting from our Mishnah, right, Beis Hillel, then he's Yotzei. It doesn't say, chayv, a person is chayv to have a boy and a girl. Once a person has a boy and a girl, Yotzei. Similar reminds me of the deal that the Achronim have in the Rambam and Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah. The Rambam doesn't say, a person is chayv to eat a kazayis matzah on the first side of Pesach. The Rambam says, a person is chayv to eat matzah. Once you have eaten a kezayis of matzah, you've been yotzei. And Rav Sternbach and other achronim say, what's the diuk? Really, you have a chiyuv to eat as much matzah as you can. Kezayis, once you've done that, you've been yotzei. But really, everything you do is part of the kiyum of matzah. So that's what it sounds like here. Kiyuv sheyesh lo'adam zachar u'nekeva, kiyuv peribu. More, we'll see, is for sure included in the mitzvah d'rabbanan of l'sheves yitzara, of populating the world. What about included in the mitzvah d'araisa of peruvu? So if you're medayik in the slush, it could be there's also a kiyum. Again, minimum plus the kiyum of more. But that's what we've asked. Kiyuv sheyesh l'adam zachar u'nekeva, kiyum mitzvahs piria v'rivya. Again, a lot more to talk about here, but let's see some of the Gemaras, and then we'll get back to the Shulchan Aruch. So we have the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Says the Gemara now, ha, yesh lo banim, the Mishnah said, a person should not be mevatel peruvu unless he has kids, unless he has children. Ha, yesh lo banim, if he has children, so what do we medayik from the Mishnah? Be piria v'rivya batil. That he can be mevatel from peruvu, meaning that doesn't have to be on your radar to have more children. Meisha lo batel. But the Mishnah only says you can be mevatel peruvu if you already have kids. It doesn't say that you can be mevatel from being married if you have kids. Messiah leather Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. So this supports Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. To Amar Shmuel says af al pi sheish lo la'adam kama banim aser lamad below isha. If a person, even if a person already has a number of children, it's aser for him to be without a wife, if it's possible for him to try to get remarried. The Rishonim say, the Gemara does not, the Rishonim say, this is most basic because of Shashir Hurim. A person, a man, is always more protected if he's married, and therefore, Shmuel advises, Asr Lama Belo Isha, Shene'amar, even though it's based on a Pasik, Pasha Zitz and Asmachta, it's not an Issa Daraisa, Shene'amar, Lo Tov, Heyos Adam Levado. You don't get better advice than that. Coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not good for a person to be alone. Even though, yes, we discussed in Parsha Shir this week, V'niskav Hashem Levado Bayom Hahu, that's a different type of Levado. That's a good Levado. Right? It's a good Levado to be with a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's for sure. Right? V'niskav Hashem Levado Bayom Hahu. With Yaakov, Yivaser Yaakov Levado, the Medrash puts them together, saying that Yaakov was Levado, connected to Hashem, but that's a different type of Levado. This Levado is not a good thing. Lo Tov Heyos Adam Levado, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's not good, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Tov about everything else in creation. Everything gets a Tov, and Tov Ma'od. This is the only thing that's not Tov. And that is being not married, being single, and therefore, Shmuel says, you always gotta try to be married. Asalama below Isha, even if one's wife dies, try to remarry, to be able to be in that family structure. So that's the first, diuk, that our Mishnah is a support for Shmuel. V'ika da'amre, others say, otherwise, hayesh lo banim, batel mipiri v'rivyu, batel nami isha. Maybe the Mishnah means you can be a mevatel from both. Not just from Puruvu, but also from Isha. And then, Emi Tevi Tiyufta to Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Then, would it be a Tiyufta, Akasha on Shmuel? So the more answers, no. even if the diyuk is that you could also be mevatel from Isha, maybe it doesn't mean totally mevatel. It just means there's a difference in hierarchy. Lo, ein lo banim. If a person doesn't have children, no se Isha, bas banim. Person doesn't have children yet, then he has to marry a children who is capable of having children. Yesh lo banim. No se Isha, de la bas banim. If he's already married, that it's still important for him to get married. It's just that he doesn't have to marry a woman who's capable of having children if he's already been zoche to fulfill the mitzvah. Nafgamina, what's the nafgamina? If he has to marry a woman of a bas banim, lo bas banim, limkar sefer Torah bishvil banim. We know to sell a sefer Torah, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Megillah, is a very serious issue. We don't sell a sefer Torah for just anything, even for anything positive. So the post can discuss, what about Pidyon Shvuyim? What about the major value? So here, the Gemara says, you can sell a sefer Torah too, if it is for marriage, for someone to be able to fulfill the mitzvah Puravu. Right? Puravu is called a mitzvah rabbah. It's not just any mitzvah, it's a mitzvah rabbah. And therefore, we would even sell a sefer Torah for it. So how do you understand exactly the Gemara? What does it mean, nafgamina? So when are you allowed to sell a sefer Torah? When are you not allowed to sell a sefer Torah? So three different days in the Rishonim here. Tosfos right here says, Tosfos in the middle of nafgamina, Omeri, de matzi lemeimar, de afilu yesh lo banim, la olam mitzvah lisa bas banim. Even if someone already has children, it's a mitzvah for him to marry someone who could have more children. But what the Gemara is saying is, you can't sell a sefer Torah for that. If you have a choice of two women, you go out with two women. One is a bas banim, but for that, she would only go out with you for, you know, you bring in a certain amount of money, and the other one not, so that you're not allowed to sell a sefer Torah to marry an isha bas banim if you've already been yotzei the mitzvah of puravu. Elamodu, hecha, tzorach limkar sefer Torah b'shvil bas banim, kiva d'yesh lo banim lo yimkar. If you find a woman who can't have children, you've already been yotzei the mitzvah, then you can marry a woman who cannot have children without selling the Torah. Meaning Tosfos says, you're allowed to sell a sefer Torah though, if it's a man has not been fulfilled the mitzvah of puravu yet, and the only way he'll be able to, you know, have a chance to get married this woman is if he sells a sefer Torah, that is mutter. That is the Ri. If you look in the Ritva here, the Ritva says you could sell a sefer Torah if he is still able to have more children. He's Roy Laholid, even if he has fulfilled the mitzvah of Puravu already. Even just to be become the mitzvah of Lasheves. He's still allowed to sell the Torah for that mitzvah in that case, right? More lenient than Tosfos. Pirish, she says, no se isha afilo delav bas banim pion akaro zakeno islandis, and he says, umistavra, de kisheroi laholid mocher sefer Torah, mishum de Rabbi Yeshua. Meaning because of the isser of staying without a wife, you're still allowed to sell sefer Torah in that case, if you're roi laholid. V'yava gav tahavi mitzvah midirabanon, to lo af gevechein halacha. Right, so that's how the Ritva understands it. If he is still Roy Laholid, he can still sell a Sefer Torah to have more kids. If he's not Roy Laholid, then you can't sell a Sefer Torah, just to fulfill the mitzvah of Shmuel, of not staying without a wife. So he is even more flexible in terms of selling a Sefer Torah. The Ramban, his grand rabbi, goes even one step further. Even he can sell a Sefer Torah purely for the din of Shmuel. Even to stay, make sure that one is married. Different day is in here, what we hold. The Ritva, by the way, adds in an important line, which is obvious in the Gemara, but it must be said. Ritva says right here, visugin dahacha, ubechal duchtin, this sugya and other places imply, demutter livol isha she'ena baz banim klal. Obviously, there is no problem being with one's wife, even if there's zero chance of having a child. Right? What's the whole Gemara talking about here? It's important to be married, even if there's no issue of even if there's no bas banim. Right? Even if there's no issue, there's no problem there. Deleka mishum hashchasa zera b'chol shehu derech pirya v'rivya. There's no issue of anything being levatala. The problems from the second parak in Nida, Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara is there about hashchasa zera levatala. Husband and wife, normal relations, there's no Isra Vashchas Azera, even if it's not going to lead. A, she is not a Basbanim. B, he is not Roy Laholit anymore. C, she's already pregnant. I mean, whatever the case is, there is no problem. Ukidasharu b'chol duchte nisui k'tana v'zakeina. V'leke yisura ba'ailanis v'she'ena yoledes ela mishum bitul piri v'riv yelachud. The Isra of marrying an islandist is only because you're not going to be able to fulfill Puruvu. But not the Isra, not the Maisa B itself. There's nothing wrong with that. That is an important ha'ara of the Ritva. Keep in mind, as we also get into these Puravu sugyas, the Gemara in Meseches, Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, where the Gemara discusses the six questions that we are going to be asked, La'asil Lavo, and there aren't so many mitzvos on that list. There are a couple of them, but they're defining. Rather defining. Nasata v'natata be'emuna, that's the first one. Okay, well, we're honest. That's not one specific mitzvah, that encapsulates almost all bein adam l'chaveiro. Right? Because v'natata be'emuna. Second question, kavata itim l'torah. Okay, Talmud Torah, that is a defining mitzvah. Number three, asakta b'piriyah v'rivya. Where you osek in that mitzvah. Not too many, that's the only one that gets, besides Talmud Torah, that gets its own question. Again, and the poskim say, asakta nakiyamta, because ultimately it's up to Hashem. If somebody is blessed to have seven boys and no girls, so Kadosh Baruch Hu decided that they're going to be a Beis Shammai man, right? But again, that's why he says, asakta nakiyamta, because we could just say we were osek in it. And then the others, Sipisil Yeshua, and the others about the Chachma and Bina. But the mitzvah one, that's Puravu, that's the separate question we're going to get. Good. Says the Gemara now, second to last line. And then we apologize for only fitting into this year what we could fit into. These dafim obviously are jam-packed. And let's remember when we talk about Maseches Yevamos, these dafim. Beishamay omim shnei zacharim, says the Gemara. Two men, two boys. Maitam ayod beishamay yalfinan mi Moshe, dechsiv b'nei Moshe, gershom ve'eliezer. You learn from Moshe. After all, after Moshe had these two boys, he was parish ben Aisha. So he had two boys, but Moshe didn't fulfill the mitzvah. He would have been Porish if he didn't fulfill the mitzvah yet. So, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai says, that's the mitzvah. U Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel says, no. Yalfina mi bir yaso shalolam. As the Mishnah says, you learn from the creation of the world, Hashem created Adam and Chava. How does each one knock out the other one? Each one has a very strong knockout of the other one. U Beis Shammai, what does Beis Shammai say? Lilfi mi bir yaso shalolam. Why doesn't Beis Shammai learn from the creation of the world? Why isn't that a good model? Ain't done in Efshar, Mishai Efshar. Well, Hashem kind of didn't really have a choice. Right, he had to create man and woman to start the process of the world. So, well, that's a raya. It's only a raya if there was a choice to do something else. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create a husband and wife, man and woman, to be able to start. But that can't bring that can't be a raya. Says the right on top, Rashi, Mishi'i Efshar. Dilo Ivri Chava lo havi nekeva achrisi. Avalacha Mishi'esh lo shnei zacharim nekevas harbi ba'olam. Right, there are other women in the world. So, that's Beis Shammai. Ain't done in Efshar, Mishai Efshar. U Beis Hillel Nami, Lilfu, Mi Moshe. So what's wrong with learning from Moshe Rabbeinu? Right? He's the greatest of our leaders, and if he stopped, it must be that he was ready Yotzi the Mitzvah. Says Beis Hillel, no. Amri Lecha, Moshe Midaiti Yuda Avad. Moshe decided on himself, based on the situation at hand, based on the level of Nevuah that he had reached, he realized that he had to do this. He had to be parish ben Isha. And it could be that he wasn't Yotzei the mitzvah yet. He wasn't Yotzei, but this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted of him. Sometimes one has to sacrifice one's own personal spirituality for the good of the klal. Midaiti u'da'avad. Right? Tosfos says on top, even though it's based on a kal v'chomer, it's not purely just his own decision, but ein ze kal v'chomer gomor. Da'atu b'bnei sheziva pam echa levata yivata la'olam puravu. Right? If it's forever, so Tosfos says, but it's still connected to his own decision. The Tanya, as the Brisa says, is quoted here and in Maseches Shabbos. Shlosha dvarim asa Moshe midaito. Three things Moshe decided by himself, v'hiskima daito adasa mako. And Hashem agreed with him. Hashem agreed with his decision. He wasn't commanded this specifically, but Hashem agreed with him. What are they? Number one, Piresh min ha'isha. Our case. He separated from his wife when he realized that this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want from him, as we'll talk about more in a minute, as Hashem. V'shiber ha'luchos, and he broke the luchos on Shavasa B'Tamuz. He realized that this is what needs to be done. the Hosif Yom Echad. And he added one day, when Hashem said, get Am Yisrael ready today and tomorrow, he added a third day, based on what he assumed HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want. So let's go through each one. Pirish ben Aisha, my darash. He separated from his wife. My darash, what did he darshin? What was his decision? How do we know this? He must have told us. He must have told Klal Yisrael why he did it. My darash, or at least maybe he told his wife. Uma Yisrael, shelo divra imaim shechina, ela lefisha. If Am Yisrael only spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a moment, Har Sinai, v'kava lahem zman, and Hashem told him exactly when it was going to be, in a couple of days from now, Amrit Torah, and the Torah says that he had to tell them, Al tikshu Elisha, don't go near your wife, bitar, even as the Gemara says there in Shabbos, from Pleita Shech Vazera, you got to have at least 72 hours, before Maim at Har Sinai, ani, shemiyuchad ledibur b'kol shah v'shah, I am designated to talk to God every moment of my life, from now on. So I have to be in a state of Har Sinai for the rest of my life. That's only appropriate. That's Kavod Hashem. So Moshe Rabbeinu separates. Good. This was, obviously we know, one of the unique qualities of Moshe Rabbeinu as compared to all the other Nevi'im. As the Rambam describes in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, the first area of Halacha in all of Mishneh Torah, the Rambam says there are four differences between Moshe Rabbeinu and all other Nevi'im. This is one of the Animamins, one of the 13 principles of faith for the Rambam. The Rambam says, what are the four differences? Number one, all other Nevi'im see it in a Chalom, Shekol ha-Nevi'im b'chalom o b'mara, right, in some type of vision and dream while they're sleeping. U'Moshe Rabbeinu hu ar v'omed. Moshe Rabbeinu is awake, standing. Sheneamar u'bevo Moshe lo ha-moed l'daver ito v'yishmes ha-kol. Moshe walked to the ol-moed and started talking to God. Number one, Moshe's awake. Number two, kol ha-Nevi'im al yedei malach. All on the Nevi'im see through a malach. What does that mean? Lefichach roen mashein roen b'mashal v'chida. They only see a mashal. They see a riddle. They got to figure out exactly. It's not clear. Not only are they not awake, but what they see does not have clarity. It's a message, but it's not clarity. Moshe Rabbeinu lo yedei malach. Shneamar pe'el pe'el daber bo v'neamar v'dav. V'dibra Hashem al Moshe panim al panim. U'tmunas Hashem yabit, klomar she'in sham mashal, el roa davar al burya, below chida, below mashal. Right, and that's number two. Number three, Moshe Rabbeinu, kol ha'nevi'im yirein v'nif holin umis mogagim. The other Nevi'im, not only were they sleeping and seeing it in a mashal, but they started shaking, and they were overtaken by this awesome feeling of a fear, of awe. Moshe Rabbeinu ain't okay. Ish k'hashay yidaber ish el re'ehu. Right? Obviously he had the covet, but he reached a level that he was able to converse. And number four, this is the one important for us, kol ha'nevi'im ein misnabim b'chol eisha yirtzu. They don't call the meetings. Moshe Rabbeinu ein okein, ela kol zman sheyachpots ruach ha'kodesh lavashto v'nevua shorer alav, v'ein sarech l'chavein daito lazdamein la. Moshe doesn't have to get into the zone, as we would call it today. He's in the nevua zone. That's his mahus right now. Arehu mechuvan umezuman v'omeid kemalachei hashares is the language of the Rambam. Lefichach mesabe v'chaleis. And therefore, that's what he has to say. Ubezev tichu akel shenemar lech shuv lech amar lahem shuv lochem lo'ole lechem atapa modi madi. You have to stay with me. And therefore, lefichach einan parshim minishosayin. The Rambam says, because of this last one, the other Nevi'im do not have to separate from their wives. U'Moshe Rabbeinu lo chazer la'ahalo harishon. Lefichach pirish ben Aisha la'olam u'mikal adomela. V'nikshara daito b'tzur olamim. His das is connected. The Rambam, in a few places in Mishneh Torah, uses the lashon of tzur olamim. In Hilchos Mezuzah is one. V'lon is talek ha'hod me'alav la'olam v'karan arpanav v'niz kadesh kemalachim. He says it again. That is the Rambam. That's Moshe Rabbeinu realized that. He realized that in this context. Who didn't realize that? His brother and sister. Brother and sister didn't realize the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu. That was their chait. Where did a lot of this declaration happen as a reaction to what happened at the end of Parshas Baloscha? Where they didn't realize it. And the secret, that they were given to teach them this, mentioned this, number of times in the past, is one word in the end of Baloscha. Hashem appears to Miriam and Aaron, Pit'om. Pitom, suddenly, out of the blue, and the Medrash says, they're saying, Mayim, we need Mayim, we need water, what's going on? Kadosh Baruch Hu was up. Ah, that's exactly the point. That's what exactly Kadosh Baruch Hu was teaching them. Because it could be sudden, it could be automatic, and therefore, you gotta be ready. Gotta be ready. Moshe and Aaron, he says, Aaron and Miriam did not understand this. That's why it's Pitom. And then, the Chafetz Chaim, in Maimer Torah Or, his 12 Prakim that he wrote as a Hakdama to learning Seder Kachim, his Hakdama, he wrote the Asif Askenim. He put together a number of Achronim's Torahs on Seder Kachim, so he wrote a Hakdama, a separate pamphlet printed at the beginning of Asif Askenim. So he quotes there this message. Why Pitom? He says, it also says in Malachi, Paragimel, the end of Navi, U'pitom yavol hechalo ha'adon asher atem mevakshim. Mashiach's gonna come, pitom. It's gonna come in a second. V'kivan sh'ha'yeshua bihigalus kvodu yizbarach tiyah pitom, lo yia azman lahachin atzman la'avoda. You can't say, okay, then I'm gonna learn kachim, then I'm gonna know what to do in the base of Mikdash Tumah V'Tahara. You gotta be ready! It's gonna happen, we're gonna be running around, like Miriam and Aaron, what do we do, what do we do? No. This is his chizuk. He has 12 prakim telling us why we have to learn kachim. Meaning, not only kachim to the exclusion of everything else, but we also have to have it on our radar. So, the Chafetz Chaim says, it's learned out from that word, that same word that appears there. Again, I could just spend the rest of this year reading this parak, beautiful parak, parak Yud Beis there, about the godless of Mashiach coming suddenly, it could come at any moment. But you learn it out from that same word, pit-o.
Did Moshe have the same level of Nevuah throughout the 40 years?
So, potentially, Hashem didn't speak to him, maybe because he was Nizof Minha, right, because Hashem was Nizof from the Am,
right.
But at any moment, it can happen. At the end of the years, you know, it happened again, right? So at any moment, he had to be ready. He had to be ready for it, even though one Medrash, at least, that Rashi quotes, that Hashem didn't speak to him in all the during all the years. The cloud moved, right? So he was in the Olmoed. He didn't have a Nevuah that he was supposed to say to Am Yisrael during all those years. He might have connected to Hashem during those years, in a certain sense. Okay, Vaiter. So that's number one that Moshe Rabbeinu decided, and that was to separate from his wife. Tosfos here discusses how do we know that Hashem didn't tell him? Maybe it's based on the pasuk Shuvu Lochem Aleichem Atapo Amori Madi. So Tosfos says if it was a tzivui, then Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam wouldn't have done what they kind of circular. They wouldn't have done that. They only must have done that because they must have known Moshe's svara and argued with the svara. Number two. 12th line or so. Shibras aluchos. He broke the luchos without being commanded to. My darash, Omar, Moshe Rabbeinu said the following. Umat pesach shu echad mishesh meyosu shlosh esrei mitzvos. Amr Torah kol ben necha lo yochabo. Karbet pesach is only one of the 613 mitzvos. And yet, if there is a mumar, if there is somebody who has thrown away God, he's not allowed to partake of the karbet pesach. HaTorah kula, v'Yisrael mumarim, alachas kama v'kama. If Am Yisrael throw away the whole Torah, they're dancing around the Egel, so then surely they shouldn't be zoche to have get the entire Torah, right? So if a mumar can't partake of one mitzvah, then a mumar should not be able to partake of all the mitzvos. What do you mean all the mitzvos? They only had the Aser HaDibros. They didn't have anything else yet. Ah, this is one of the rayas, how the Aser HaDibros represent kala Torah kula. We had a shiur about this a couple of years ago, right? Rashi quotes it. It's a Rashi. Rashi at the end of Mishpatim quotes Rav Sadia Gaon. I think the only time he quotes Rav Sadia Gaon in all of his commentary on the Torah, maybe one more, but one time that he quotes him, Rav Sadia Gaon says, you gotta work hard, but all the 613 are included in the Aseres HaDibros. They're symbolic. Bali HaTosvos on Sefer Dvarim says when a king has to carry around the whole Torah, wherever he goes. So the Pashas of the Gemara, and the way the Rambam has it, is that he has to have a whole Torah. Right? Wherever he goes, he has to carry a Sefer Torah, even though it might be a little cumbersome. But he's got to do it. The Bali HaTosfos on Chumash say, no, it means he has an amulet of the Aseres HaDibros. And that's Keilu, he's carrying the whole Torah. Again, we find this idea in a number of places that it's symbolic. So that's what Moshe says. The whole Torah. He only had Aseres HaDibros. Yeah, that's exactly the whole, a symbol of the whole Torah. Rashi also says it in Shabbos. Not here, but with this Gemara appears in Shabbos. And Daf Pei Zayin, Rashi also has a line there that the Aseres HaDibros include and symbolize Kol HaTorah Kula. Vayter said that was number two. V'eskimo daito l'das ha-makom, and Hashem agreed with him, d'chsiv, asher shibarta, v'yamar reish lakish, amar le'chadosh baruch hu l'moshe, yasher kochacha, sheshibarta. Gives him a shkayach that that you broke the aluchos. Rav Shimon Shkop discusses in his Akdama to Shar Yosher the difference between the first and the second luchos. Why didn't Moshe broke the first luchos? Why didn't he just put it aside and save it and then give it later? No, because Moshe realized that Bnei Yisrael's lack of commitment right now. And he realized that these luchos, which were written by God, would make it so that if somebody learns Torah, they would remember it for the rest of their life, because it would be engraved on their memory, because it was written by God. And Moshe says, people could learn Torah and not have to be Moser Nefesh for Torah and still know a lot of Torah. That's why, whatever it is, I know it can't function like this. So that's why we have luchos shnios, which were written by Moshe Rabbeinu, psal lecha, and therefore forgetfulness is part of the human condition. And therefore, we have to work hard and devote ourselves fully in order to connect to the Torah, and that is a better existence for us in the long run. Period. Host of Yomechan Midaito, number three was, he added on one day, he decided is good for Klal Yisrael. My Darash Tichsiv, the Pasuk says, Kvikidashtim Hayomu Machar. So sanctify today and tomorrow. So Moshe Rabbeinu Darshin Hayom Kimachar, today like tomorrow. Ma Machar Leilo Imo, just like tomorrow. Already, we wait the previous night, an entire 24-hour halachic day. Avayom Leilo Imo. So to today, but today we don't have the night with it. So we need 2 days with the previous night. So V'layla Doha Inna Nafakle, we already passed, right? It was when was Hashem talking to him? Remember Wednesday. Because the Torah was given on Shabbos. So it was ready Wednesday. It's like Wednesday and Thursday? No, it's got to be an extra day. So I'll wait Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, full days, and the Torah will be given on Shabbos. Right, that's the day. Shrami not, Shrei Yomi, Levar Me'ayinna. 2 days besides today. The Schema died to Lodas HaMakom. How do you know? Hashem, listen to Loshar Yishchina on Shabbos. Right, the Shechina didn't come down until Shabbos. This is also one of the crucial sources how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meshubed to the decisions of Klal Yisrael, to the decisions of the Beis Din, to the decisions of, you know, the Lo Bashamayim Hi idea. This is the source of it. This is it. Moshe Rabbeinu decides, Hashem says, fine, I'm listening. Right, he was maskim, because Moshe Rabbeinu was the first. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says in the beginning of Sanhedrin, B'makam Shivim V'chadkoi. He was representative of the Sanhedrin. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to Klal Yisrael. Tanya, back to Peruvu, right in the middle of the daf. Rabbi Nassan Omer, different versions. Beishamai Omer, Shnei Zacharim, Ushtein Akevis. Wow. Rabbi Nassan's version is Beishamai says you have to have 4 kids. 2 boys, 2 girls. Ubeisil Omrim Zachar and Akeva. No, male and female. Amr Afuna, my time of Derbi Nassan. Where does Derbi Nassan get that from? My time of Derbi Nassan, I'll leave it to Beishamai, Dichsiv. Vatosef Laledes, Es Achiv, Es Havel, Havel, Vachoso, Kayin Vachoso. Right? It says that Adam continued to have kids, and the S includes a sister. Viksiv, Kishastli Elokim, Zera Acher, Tachas Hevel, Kiharago Kayin. And what does she say after Kayin is killed? Kayin kills Hevel, and Hevel is killed. Thank you for giving me another child instead of Hevel. So instead of, sounds like this Tashlumen, that you're missing something, and now you fulfill the mitzvah again. So that's his lashon. Verabana, no. Do Yehuda Kamoda. She's just being thankful. That thank you. I know I've been in pain. Thank you for giving me another child in his stead. But not dafka. That's a halachic term. Tanya idach. Rabbi Nassan Omer. Beishamai Omrim Zachar Onikeva. Beishila Omrim O Zachar Onikeva. A more megal shita. Amar Rava. My time with Rabbi Nassan. Aliba de Beishilel. Shemar lo sohu bara lo sheves yitzara. Based on the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, right? Populate Voso Bara, the Torah, the world was not created for desolation. Lasheves Yitzara, to populate it, it was created. V'ha'avet Lasheves. And this person, even by having one child, has populated the world. That's what Rabbi Nassan says about the Hishita of Beis Hillel. Okay, we just kind of mentioned it for 30 seconds. Mentioned it many times. The relationship between Puravu and Lasheves. Rabbi Yosef Engel and Asvin Daraisa in Klal Yud Gimel notes that when the Mishnah in Gittin, it's Tosis's question, but when the Mishnah in Gittin says that when a woman is a Chati Shifcha Chati Bas Chorin and she's stuck, she has nobody to marry, the Mishnah says it's an untenable situation. We force the master to divorce her, but to free her so that she could get married. Because after all, she has to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Lasheves Yitzara. The Hestosis. What about Puravu? Puravu is the mitzvah daraisa to have kids. Why does the Mishnah there call Lasheves Yitzara? So Rabbi Yosef Engel discusses the difference between action-oriented mitzvos and result-oriented mitzvos. Again, we don't have time to go through it again, but Kal Yud Gimel, and he says Puravu is an action-oriented mitzvah, while Lashevas Yitzara is a result-oriented mitzvah. And therefore, we wouldn't force the owner to divorce, to free his shivcha for puravu, because we would just say, Ones Rachmana Patre. Whenever there's a Maisa-oriented mitzvah, Hashem will say, okay, I'll give you the credit. Ki'ilu avad, you know, I know you don't have enough money to buy a lulav, I'll give you the credit. But a result-oriented mitzvah, you can't say that, ki'ilu. If you didn't do the mitzvah, which is most mitzvahs beyond machaveros, your car broke down on the way to the hospital, you didn't get to do biker cholim, Hashem can say it as if you did it, because you didn't make the person feel better. It's not our fault, but you can't say ki'ilu avad. So lasheves is result-oriented. And that's why for lasheves we would force the master to free his shivcha, even though we wouldn't for puravu. Even though obviously puravu is the mitzvah rabba de oraisa, while lasheves is only de rabbanan. So while women weren't even mechuyev in puravu, as we will see, Hashem, not today, but coming up. But in that situation, so even though you see from that also, right? So you're saying that's the second answer. Maybe lasheves women are obligated in puravu, and lasheves not puravu. That's assuming you can be mechalik between those two. It might just be they're involved in the mitzvah rabba also, right? Even if they're not obligated. Good point. Let's continue. Says the Gemara now, last skinny line. Itmar. Amazing machlokas. Somebody has children when he's a guy, and then he converts. Has he been yotze his mitzvah yet? Does he have to have more children? Rabbi Yochanan amar ki imperi v'ribi. Rabbi Yochanan says, yeah, he was makayim puravu. Reish Lakish amar lo ki imperi v'ribi. Reish Lakish says, no, he was not makayim puravu. Rabbi Yochanan amar ki imperi v'ribi. Yad ha-havilei. He has children. He's in makayim puravu. Reish Lakish amar lo ki imperi v'ribi. Why? Gershon is Gayer, Kachanova Dami, period. Rabbi Yochanan obviously holds up that principle too. Right? But he doesn't apply it in this context. Rish Lakish says, you're not married when you convert, you're not related to your family. Major machlokas Rishonim. We passing like Rabbi Yochanan, that you are Yosei the Mitzvah, a Puravu. Is that only if your kids convert with you? Says the Rambam, yes, it's only if your kids convert with you, even though halachically you're not related to them. But you're only yotzei the mitzvah puravu, says the Rambam, if your kids convert with you. And the language of the Magen Mishnah is, well, what are you going to say? If you bring non-Jews into the world, you yotzei the mitzvah puravu? His lashon is, de'imlokein hayim achuyav lisa kadei lios lo banim yisraelim, ve'lo yomar Reb Yochanan de'bebanim goyim dailo. Can't say that. So the Rambam says this, misvara, that only if they convert with you, and that's what also is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. Tosfos here, Tosfos Yom HaSukkah, Rabbi Yochanan assumes not that way. So no, Rabbi Yochanan holds biological, and that's it, and therefore you can be yotzei the mitzvah that way, even if they don't convert. Machlokas Rambam and Tosfos. V'yazul Tamayu, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish says the Gemara third wide line, go according to their reasoning. De'itmar, another machlokas. Hayu lo banim biyoso of the kochavim v'nis gayer. Somebody had children while he was a non-Jew, and then he converted. What happens in terms of bechor? Rabbi Yochanan Amar ain lo bechor l'nachala. Rabbi Yochanan says if he has a boy after he becomes Jewish, that boy is not a bechor. Taha havile reishis ono. He already had reishis ono, and those earlier children are significant. Reish Lakish Amar yesh lo bechor l'nachala. Gershin is guy kanchen ola dami. No, the earlier children are not relevant. His first son, born after he becomes Jewish, is a bechor. V'tzricha, we need this machlokes in both regarding the mitzvah puravu and regarding the mitzvah of nachala. De'i ash me'inon bi'ahi kamaisa. If you only had the machlokes by puravu, bi'ahi kamar Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe only there, Rabbi Yochanan would say it works. Here's an unusual line. Mishum de'mei karanami b'nei piri v'rivya ninu. Because even beforehand they were b'nei piri v'rivya. What does that mean? Let's just finish the sentence and then we'll come back. Avalinya nachla, delabene nachla ninu, but regarding nachla, goyim have nothing to do with Yerusha, eva modi le Reish Lakish. Right? They're not b'nei nachla. The iyat marbaha, and if you only had the second machlokas, baha kamar Reish Lakish. Only here Reish Lakish would say what he says, meaning no, yes, bechor. Avobiyahi, eva modi le Reb Yochanan, but maybe he would agree with Reb Yochanan that you're yotz in the midst of puravu, tsricha. That's why you need both machlokos. Let's go back to that line. What does that mean? That meikara. I would have thought only puravu because they're in the world of puravu beforehand. Rashi doesn't help us. Rashi says, b'nei noach, b'nei piriya v'rivya ninhu, dichsiv vayomer lahem puravu. Wow. What is Rashi talking about? Are non-Jews commanded in the mitzvah of Pur Avu? You read Rashi, it sounds that way. Tosfos says it can't be. Tosfos says B'Piri B'Rivya. It's not true. It's not one of the Sheva Mitzvos. They're not commanded in the Pur Avu. Tosfos says all this Gemara means is that they're halachically, biologically considered connected to each other, as we'll see soon. But a Pur Avu means this family structure, even by non-Jews. That's all it means. But that is the Rashi. But if you look at Tosfos argues, how can we answer for Rashi? Well, even before Rashi, there's a She'iltos. The She'iltos paskins, maybe based on this Gemara, that non-Jews are obligated in Pur Avu. That's the She'iltos. And She'ilta, Kuf, Samach, He. And the Netziv tries to struggle valiantly in the Hemek She'ela. Where does the She'iltos get this from? How is it included? Is it included in, it has to be, in one of the other Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach? That's, you can look there, Kuf, Samach, He, Siv, Beis. Where does the Netziv, where does the She'iltos get this from? But the Pasha is that they're not. So what is Rashi talking about? Says the Aruch Laner right here, they were before Maimed Har Sinai. They were commanded. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin it wasn't repeated. So now they're not. But what's the language of the Gemara? Me'ikara. They used to be in the world, in the Parsha. Remember, says the Aruch Laner, when Hashem says to go back, Shuvu Lachem Aleichem, at Maimed Har Sinai, right after Maimed Har Sinai, did all the Jews have to have another boy and a girl? They weren't Yotzi anymore, they're Mitzvah Pur Avu, they were! Because beforehand, they were Mitzuveh. So that's what Rashi means. Rashi's quoting the Pasuk Fabratius. Rashi's saying, they were commanded earlier, and because they were commanded earlier, they're in the Parsha. Devadai, after Atob, Bnei Noach, La Pur Avu Ninu, Demishinit Natorah, Lo Nishneis Mitzvah Pur Avu, Amrina Lisrol, Nemer, Velo, Bnei Noach, Mikol Makom, Ad Matan Torah, Yagam Bnei Noach, Mitzuveh, Nalzeh. V'yemkein Yisrael b'shas matan Torah k'shayu lembanim kodem lachem vade kimu puravu v'yemasiach zemachareim af shahayu lahem oz din geirim, even though they were geirim there. Okay, so that is the Aruch Laner giving pshat to Rashi.
What would be the halacha if you had a Jew who out of wedlock had fathered a child with a non-Jewish woman?
If a Jew, Rachmana Lestan, fathered a child with a non-Jewish woman, I would assume no. No, that would not be Yotze the Mitzvah puravu. Mamzer is Yotze the Mitzvah Pur Avu, and Eish is Ish, because that child is biological, is my son, and he's Jewish, and the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Aleph just leaves it incredulously. Why isn't that a Mitzvah Ba'Avera? Why, how could you say you're Yotze a Mitzvah while being Marbe Mamzerim Ba'Olam? But halachically, that's what we paskin, right? That a Mamzer is Yotze, but a non-Jewish child, if you are Jewish, is not connected to you at all, halachically. Non-Jew and non-Jew are connected, but Jew and non-Jew are not connected. So that would be worse. It would be better in terms of Isurim, but it would be worse in terms of the mitzvah Pur Avu. Eser Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So one second, Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish, how could you say you're not Yotzei? But Esahi, you see in Malachim that non-Jews are related to each other. Shalach Barodach Baladan Ben Baladan Melach Bavel Begomer. So you see, there's Yichus. Fine, while they are non-Jews, then that's considered child. Nizgairu less luchayis. But that's my point, Reish Lakish says. Gershon is gairu gotten dummy. Once there's conversion, no longer related. So Mimanashach, when they're non-Jews, pashas, they're not obligated, and when they become Jewish, they're not related. Amarav, hakol modim be'evet she'en luchayis. Everyone agrees that the world of avadim evet kanani, there is no chayz, there is no yichus dechsiv, shavu lachem po emachamor, am adom elachamor, an am that doesn't have yichus like the animal kingdom. Meisvei, ulitziva, chamisha asar banim ve'esrim avadim. Tziva, who was an eved, right, one of the last ones left from the base Shaul, it says banim by tziva, he was an eved. Amar vachar bar Yaakov, kipar ben bakar. No, it can be a biological usage, like the Torah says, Ben, also by animals. Ihachi hachanami. So why don't you say the same thing here too, hachanami. So shiny hasa. Why don't you say the same thing there by the case of baladan ben baladan? Shiny hasa diyachsinu bishmaihu ubishma davuon. No, if you say the names, then you don't just say it's biological. Then you say it's a halachic connection within the non-Jewish world. V'hachalam b'farish. Here it just says Ben. Banim. So here you could say it means like Parben Bakar. Vibayisema or Yechsinu Beduchtach Risi. No, because elsewhere it also lists them Ba'avuonu Ba'abadavuon. Dechsiva Yishlachem Melech Asel Ben Hadad Ben Tavrimon Ben Chazayon Melech Harama Yoshev Demesek Lemar. So you see elsewhere these non-Jewish kings were, their names were written and their fathers and their grandfathers. So you see, within the non-Jews, we paskin there is Yichus. An Eved, though, or a Gershon Iskayer does not have Yichus. Period. Itmar ha'yilobanav amesu. What if somebody has children, Rachman al-Islam, they die? Rav Huna amar kiyem period v'rivya, Rav Yochanan amar lo kiyem. We pass like Rav Yochanan. So we mentioned in the past, this could be one of only two mitzvahs that a person can only fulfill when they die. Right? Number one is Yerusha. Right? You can only fulfill that to be Morish. Assuming the mitzvah is upon the person and not on Bezdin. And number two, Puruvu, because we paskin is only when a person dies and he has produced those children. Rav Huna Amar Kiyem, again, another element of the mitzvah, which shows us that Puruvu is a mitzvah that is dependent on Hashem. Right? At the beginning and at the end. Right? It's not dependent only on a person, obviously, is does his ishtavos. Rav Huna Amar Kiyem, Mishim D'Ravasi. Rav Huna says, like Ravasi, Damar Ravasi, Ein Ben David Ba, Ad Sheyichlu Kol Neshama Shebaguf. Mashiach's not coming until every neshama. There's a place in Shemayim called Guf. Until every neshama is emptied out from Guf, Mashiach's not coming. So if somebody has a child, even if the child predeceases them, they've taken that neshama out of Guf. So it's already been a step in the direction towards the Geula. So it's enough for Puravu. Shenemar ki ruach milafana ya'atov. The ruach is delayed until all of the neshamas come out. You need to populate the world and leave behind your legacy of population. And therefore, Rechman al-Islan, if a child predeceases, so then it is not considered Lasheves. Meisvei. Is this really true that the child dies first? It's not okay. B'nei banim harim kebanim. We say in a number of contexts, grandchildren are like children. What's the havamina? The havamina Rashi here says is kasaka daitach, that a person had a boy, meisa zakar nekeva, one of the children died, and he had v'hayelo ben, and he had a grandson. That's going to be mitztaref with his aunt or with his brother and the niece. Either way. But Rebbeinu Harry and Kabanim, so therefore you could count the grandchild as the parent. Mashma, that if there was no grandchild and there was no parent, then it wouldn't be good, right? Mashma, that if the child predeceases, there is no mitzvah. So answer, Kitan Yahila Hashlim. No. That case is talking about Hashlama. What does that mean? That if a child, if the grandfather, meaning the person only has one son, right, and that son, Rashi says, "Go shelo ha'yelo lezakin ela ben echad, v'nasa ben isha, v'holid bas, pater hazakin." Right, if there's a son, and that son has a daughter, so he has fulfilled his chiyuv. But if he never had, aviyahavale meikara, zachar nekeva, and even if they die without children, it would be okay. So Rav Huna has a way to understand it. Meisvei, the Braisa, though, says explicitly, the Tosefta, against Rav Huna. B'nei banim harim kebanim, meis echan mehem, oshinim sosaris, lo kiyim period verivya, tiyufta d'Rav Huna tiyufta. Period. B'nei banim harim kebanim is used many places in Halacha. The Chumas Hadeshin has a tshuva. It's quoted in the Ramah, in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. If somebody's father is a total kofar, total mumar, anti, so one is allowed to call them up for an aliyah by their grandfather's name. The Chumash Hadeshin says, I was asked, well, why don't you just call him up by his name? Yamon, Moshe, Shlomo, Shlishi. So the Chumash Hadeshin says, it's going to be embarrassing. Right, you're not going to call him up like everybody else? Where's the Ben? You know, sometimes if the Gabbai calls up his father or his son, Yamon, Avimon, you're like, oh, right. It sticks out. So, says the Chumash Hadeshin, call him up by his grandfather's name. B'nei banim harayim kebanim. Weiter. Rabbi Ban Harim Kabanim. Savra Abaya Lameimar. Abaya thought to say, what does this mean? Bra la bra. Ubarta la barta. Vekal shekain bra la barta. Avo barta la bra lo. Abaya thought it was limited to only a son to take the place of the father and the daughter can take the place of the daughter. But everything except for daughter cannot take the place of the son. If you look in the Girsa that the Gra quotes from the Rambam, a little more even, the Rambam says maybe son for son and daughter for daughter. But son for daughter and daughter for son would not be able to take the place in the grandchildren generation. And Amalei Rabba, no, we paskin everything. L'shevas yitzara b'yeva ha'ika. Doesn't matter. As long as there is a grandchild that is existing, that's not considered predeceasing. Period. But everybody would agree if somebody has one child and from that one child produces two, that's not good enough. Lo. Vilo, really? Vilo ha amri le rabbanan le rab sheshes. The rabbanan told rab sheshes, nesivitza! After, I guess, his wife passed away, marry someone! Volid bani and have a child! Va amrlu, and he answered him, don't worry! Bnei barti banai ninu. No, the sons from my daughter are my sons, so don't worry about it. Sounds like he's saying, one child with children is good enough. Answer, right, he said it was Yossi with my daughter's kids. Answer, no, hasan dechuyi kamad chiluhu. He was just pushing them away. Why? He didn't really mean it. The Rav Sheshes i'aker bipirkei d'Rav Huna. Rav Sheshes already lost his, he was impotent. He didn't have power to have any more kids. Why? From the story of the Shear of Rav Huna. Right, the Rashi quotes that the Gemara elsewhere tells us that Rav Huna's Shear, he didn't let anybody go to the bathroom. Nobody left, so therefore he had to go to the bathroom, and it was dangerous, and ultimately, after a long time, you know, affected their reproductive organs, and therefore they weren't allowed. Ask the Velt, ask the Sharmas Yonah Balacha here. It's about the Shaksu, but you're not allowed to, it's finished by the Molav Shal Seichem. So he says, no, it must just be that he wasn't allowed to, but he lost himself. It was a shogeg. He was so involved in the Torah that he totally was involved, and he didn't realize what was going on. Like, we find a few places in Shas, stories that people did, not that we're supposed to do it. Rava was sitting on his fingers, and they were in Shabbat, and all of a sudden he started bleeding. He didn't notice it. I mean, there are many stories, not many, various, a number of stories like this, but not that that was a good thing. Period. Amale Rabba Lurava Barmari Mina Milzadam Rabbanim Bnei Banim Harim Kabanim. Where do we know? How do we know Bnei Banim Harim Kabanim? Rashi says the question really is on how do you know sons of daughters are? Sons of sons is more pashut. You know, from elsewhere, Brakara Davua. But how do you know that the son of a daughter is also considered, you know, like as if the daughter's still there? If you know it from Lavan, Habanos Benosai Vahabanim Banai, Elameata, right, and those are sons of daughters, right, the Shvatim, right, Elameata, but he also said, Vatson Soni, Hachanami, they're like my sheep, so that doesn't work, Ela, what is rather, it means, Tekanis Minai, it means you acquired them from me, Hachanami Tekanis Minai, so it's a legal issue, it's not a halachic issue, that can't be the source. Zalameacha, you know it from here. It says in Divrei Hayamim, V'achar ba chetzron el bas machir avi gilad, v'tele lo es seguv, chetzron became machir's son-in-law. Right? He married the daughter of machir. V'ksiv mine machir, yardu mechokakim, and it says machir produced the lawmakers. And machir, if you remember, was from Shevet Menashe. Right, the Bnei Slavchad came from Machir. Right, they were the lawmakers. Viksev Yehuda Mechokaki. But it says Yehuda were the lawmakers. How could it be Menashe and how could it be Yehuda? Oh, it must be somebody from Yehuda married Machir's daughters. Right, and they produced, right, so that shows, right, that it's the grandchildren of Machir. But it says the children of Machir were the lawgivers. Oh, Bnei Banim Harim Kabanim. Period. Masnisan, getting back to our Mishnah. Masnisan de lafka Reb Yehoshua. Right, the Mishnah is against Reb Yehoshua, the Tanya, our Mishnah, which sounded like we already made that diak. That sounded like only, you gotta make sure if you're married, if you didn't have kids yet, but if you had kids, don't worry about it. So that's against Reb Yeshua, the Tanya, Reb Yeshua Omer, Nasa Adam, Isha, Bialduso, Yisa, Isha, Bizeknuso. Right, always good to be married. Hayu Lobanim Bialduso, you Lobanim Bizeknuso. And the Mishnah that also said, once you have kids, you don't have to marry Bas Banim. Reb Yeshua says, no! Have more kids. Shnei Amar, Baboker, Zara, Zarecha, Ula Erev, Al Tanach Yadecha. Right? Don't never put your seed down. Kiencha Yodea, Eze Yichshar, Hazeh Uzeh. You don't know who the ringer is going to be. Who's going to be the one that affects Klal Yisrael? Right? If Yishai and Eshes Yishai would have stopped there before number 7, right? Then they wouldn't have never have had a David HaMelech. Right? Ve'im Shneim Keecha Tovim. You don't know. So therefore, keep going. As long as obviously, you know, this is, good for the family. Rabbi Akiva Omer, and one has to ask, deal with their posek in terms of what's called family planning. The halachas of family planning without, getting into any details right now. Every family makes their decisions, within the world of halacha. Rabbi Akiva Omer, here we go. Lama Tarabi Alduso, Yilma Tarabi Ziknuso. Somebody learned Torah when they were younger? Keep learning when they're older. Don't think, oh, I've done it already. Hayu lo Talmidim Bialduso, Yilo Talmidim Ziknuso. Shenemar Baboker Zerazaracha Vagomer. Who's the most famous person who had Talmidim originally and got more had more Talmidim? Amru Shneimasar El of Zugim Talmidim Hailal Rabbi Akiva Migeves Anatipris. Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 pairs of Talmidim. The Ben Yoyada says, it doesn't say 24,000, it's 12,000 pairs. Because he knew these Talmidim had a little issue with Ben Adam HaChavero. So he dafka paired them up to try to make them focus on each other. The Kul and Mesu beparagachad, but they all died in one time period. They were not kavod to each other, and they all died. Why were they all? Right? How many answers you have heard to this? They all died. Why were these? Why Ben Adam Chavero isn't an issue? Not Chaya Misa for not being nice to each other. The answer is, all the answers have one thing in common. This wasn't just a single individual. These were the Bali HaMasora. And these were the people who represented Klal Yisrael. They were going to have to give the Torah to the next generation. And if they're warped, if they are not true Bali HaMasora, then the whole nation, the Chil Hashem element, right, is in danger. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to start again for the good of Klal Yisrael. So, v'haya ha'olam shamem, the world was desolate, ha'shabar Yehakiva, eitzor ha'basinu shabadarom, v'shan olam, and Rabbi Akiva came along and started again, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar, and Shemua, with these five, v'hein eme emidu Torah osa shah. They were the ones that restarted the Torah Shebal Peh, and Rav Asher Weiss points out of one of his sichos, that all of these Talmidim, all of those famous chazals of Ben Adam HaChavero, in Pirkei Avos, in Midrashim, they all come from these five Talmidim. Because they took it upon themselves to fix the misakein, the avera that was done earlier. Tana kula mesu mi pesach v'atzeres, and they all died between Pesach and Shavuos. Why dafka? So again, I saw the Michtam Elio quotes that because the problem, Pesach and Shavuos is a time for getting ready for Kabbalah Satorah, Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, and therefore this time is specifically meant to bettering ourselves in this area. We learned Pekar Yavos at this time, and they blew it, so after that time, that's why it was so pernicious. Amr of Chana Bar Abba, Avitamer of Chia Bar Abin, Kula Meso Misara, they all died a terrible death, Mahi, Amr of Nachman, Askara. They died from Askara, which is a type of throat ailment, because they didn't use their throat properly to talk with each other, so that's why that was the punishment. Amr of Masna, Halacha, Karebi, Yehoshua. We pass like Rebbe Yeshua, meaning, you should have more children, and you should learn more. V'chulu. Period. We'll have to stop here. Again, just keep in mind, this is all we have in Shas. All the minhagim of not marrying and haircuts, all of that, that's not in the Gemara. That's only already Bizmana Gaonim, started after the Gemara. At some point after the Gemara, that's when the Nihugim, for this time period, that's when they started. Okay, we'll stop here, and the Hashem will continue again. Thank you for the Kubietzki family. Of sponsoring in honor of Jonah Kubietzky's Rishik Shnas Gvura by his siblings Nachman and Elka Kubietzky, Moshe and Arlen Kubietzky, and Abe and Chani Greenberg.